This is Passport to Texas. The majority of Texas land is in private hands, which makes landowners key to its preservation. All this month, the Parks and Wildlife TV series recognizes the efforts of those who won the Lone Star Land Steward Awards, including Blue Mountain Peak Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Series producer Don Cash.
They're taking this old land that's been abused and misused, and they're taking it back to what it used to be.
To me, Blue Mountain Peak Ranch represents almost a life dream. To be able to purchase this ranch and be able to do this eco-restoration is probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
The other land steward is in Austin and Colorado counties. It's called a Country Life Ranch. It's about halfway between Austin and Houston. One of the things they did is they've planted trees on the property.
This is one of the tree varieties I've planted. This is a Mayhaw tree. I've probably planted over 1,500 trees on this property.
The folks at a Country Life Ranch do what is called habitours. This is when they bring in neighboring landowners. They show them what they have done on their ranch and what works for them.
He's a good teacher because he's got the experience that he's gained from being here on the land and doing it.
If you happen to miss the show, you can go to our YouTube site. All of the Lone Star Land Steward videos are there for you to see anytime you'd like.
Thanks, Don. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and funds conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.